So why did you choose to do a show about female divas?
Well, drag queens in general, you know, we are very much inspired by the divas, you know, of our time. You know, I think a lot of people are as well. You know, you see what happens on TV and you see Beyonce and you see Whitney Houston and you see Diana Ross and you see Cher and you see Celine and you think, oh yeah, you know, they're sort of, especially for a drag queen, it's definitely, you know, the kind of people that we look up to draw inspiration from. And, you know, I thought, well, I love singing the songs. Why not put it all together in a show and give audiences, you know, a really, really great night? And they don't have to go and see all the divas individually. They could come and see us. It's all over and done in 90 minutes, and they get to see everything and experience the whole lot. So that's kind of, you know, a great reason to do it, to put it all out there for everybody. And, you know, we have the best time doing it. We had a full costume rehearsal on Saturday. Yesterday, Monday, and it was just so much fun. I was standing in the wings when I wasn't on it. I was screaming and very excited about it. So it was, I'm very, 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 very excited.
And so all of we, that sounds so good. And I mean, like, going to see all those divas separately would probably make you bankrupt. So
it's
great we got them all in one go.
I've done it. I've been, you know, and saw Celine Dion and Whitney Houston, and I've seen them all. I've seen Cher, and it's, you know, there's so many wonderful divas out there, and you know, being a young drag queen, oh, I love that I called myself young, that was very good. Being a young drag queen, you know, it's great that we can actually get out there and do the songs and pay tribute to them and actually do it well. You know, we've got the most incredible costume people working on our shows, and everything is just, I was looking at my Cher outfit and I thought, that's better than Cher's, you know what I mean? That's just amazing. Like, I think she would die if she saw that. I don't want her to die, obviously, because she's, you know, she's getting on.
Let's not wish death upon Cher
on anybody. it really is special, and everyone's been working tirelessly for, you know, oh God, a long time now to get all the costumes together, and it's all looking really, really sensational. I'm so excited.
So speaking of who's been working on it, tell us about the cast. Who's involved?
Okay, so we have got our cast of divas, which is myself, Conchita Grande, and Charlemagne. They're the three drag queens. We're the three drag queens that are doing the 9 or 10 or something divas in the show. We're all doing about three each, and three or four each, I think. And then we've got a beautiful cast of four beautiful boys who are in it just as much as we are, if not more, dancing up a storm, which is so good. And then we've got a whole team of people that have been working on costumes. We've got Nikki Hansen, who used to sew for the original Lay Girls, as well as a lot of other people. We've got Conchita's actually a seamstress in the show. We've got Cassie, and another seamstress who's been sewing on the show, and not to mention, coming from an Italian, big Italian family, I've got all of my family that's been here helping sew and bead and, you know, feather these things and doing that thing, and a lot of friends. So there's, you know, there's a saying, how does the saying go? It takes a village to raise, I don't know, but anyway, it does take a village to raise an army, or an army to raise a village. I don't know how the saying goes, but yes, it really has been a very exciting process, and so much work has gone into it. And I know that on the night, it's really going to wow the audiences. And you know what? If nothing else, put a smile on their face. You know, I think at this time in our lives, you know, there's a lot. Everyone has a lot going on, and there's always something happening, and you know, it's nice to sort of get out there and give them something happy and really exciting to, you know, leave there feeling happy and joyous. That's exactly why I do it, and I know it's going to do that, because I was standing in the wings, as I said myself, and I was very happy and screaming and clapping, and it was very, very, very fun.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, what are some of the hits that we can expect from the show?
So there's each diva has, you know, their songs that they know and people love, you know. So Whitney Houston, there'll be Dance With Somebody, and, you know, I have nothing. You know, Celine Dion, actually Celine's going to be doing some new stuff. You know, I believe that she's recently just released a John Farnham classic, You're the Voice. So who knows? Maybe that's what she's doing. I don't want to tell everyone everything, but you might have to come and check that out. Bette Midler's doing, you know, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, Wind Beneath My Wings, just to bring a tear to a glass eye. And, and Cher's doing the classics. She's going all out, and she's got a few surprises there as well in the opening. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but let's just say it's going to be what you least expect, the opening of the show. So I really can't wait for you to see it.
Amazing. Keep us on our toes. Well,
absolutely.
Last question, and I think this might be a bit of an obvious one, but who's your favourite diva of all time?
It is tough. I am obsessed with Cher, and I just think she's so incredible. And it was funny, Monique Kelly, who is an original lay girl, who is upstairs at my house now, hand-stitching every costume, she told me when she first met me 10 years ago when I just started drag, she said, "You need to do Cher. You've got the facial structure, you can sing, and you sound a bit like her, and I think you need to look into Cher and start, you know, doing a bit of Cher." And that's exactly what I did. Cher enough, all this time later, here I am, and doing it, and actually going through the motions and wearing the costumes and performing the hits. I love it. I feel so fabulous, you know, when I do that. I've seen her live, and I've actually been on stage with her, which was pretty amazing.
Oh, my God. And
which is really, really awesome in New York. So that was pretty exciting. And, you know, to actually be there and be able to now tread the boards, as they say, doing her hits, it's really special. Well, I absolutely adore Celine Dion as well, and I'm doing Celine Dion in the show as well, because I adore her, and I love her music, and I love her character, and I love what she does, and so I'm really excited that I get to do that as well.
Hell yeah.
Well, couple of my favourites.
Prada, thank you so much for joining us. Do you just want to quickly tell us how we can get tickets?
Yes, absolutely. You can go to www.ledivas.com. That's LESDIVAS.com.au. I think it's .au. Anyway, they both work, so go to .com or .au, and you can jump on there and grab your tickets. Or if you are in Blacktown and you want to call into Blacktown Workers, you can grab your tickets from Blacktown Workers as well.